Welcome back to Be Unemployable.
Hey guys, it's been a few weeks.
Remember us?
Remember us? Do you miss us?
Miss us so much. Like so much. Is it all you think about? You can tell us.
They're like, you know, I've been having a hard time sleeping, not because of ADHD, not because of delayed sleep phase syndrome. It's because they haven't had their fix of us.
It's not because they can't get their meds.
No, absolutely not. No.
Because of the med shortage. It's not because of that.
Not at all.
I get it. I also can't get my meds. Don't worry. I'm not dying. I'm dying, you guys. It's killing me. It's fine. It's fine. I'm used to it now. It's been like a month.
Has it been a month already?
Oh, it's been like 28 days.
Wow.
So, like, yeah, it's been a month.
Wow. Holy crap. Yeah.
No big deal. Oh, well, it's fine. I mean, what are you going to do?
You're like, I'm thriving. I've got a lot more new clients and a lot of work for our other, you know.
I'm thriving.
Gosh.
I'm thriving. What are you talking about? I'm doing great.
And what's crazy is that your med shortage is like one of the smallest inconveniences in your life right now, which is kind of insane.
I'm doing great. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, so I'm doing great. How are things with you? Are you gonna tell everybody where you were and like what was going on?
Yeah, so I filmed for the reality docuseries, The Blocks, a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
It was a really cool competition. So it was a week-long incubator education, which is gamified so that it is fun for the viewers to watch and also makes it more fun to learn too. So I was competing with other business owners that were anywhere from just the idea stage up to, 2 million annually in revenue. So got to meet a lot of really cool entrepreneurs, got to do a lot of networking. It was just a really, really cool experience. And no, I don't know when it's going to be released. They're hoping by the summer, but they said, don't tell anyone any dates because we don't know. So no, I don't know.
So when is it going to be released? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I'll let you know when I know.
So I was just kidding, but that's totally an appropriate question because I don't know if you guys heard, but I haven't had meds in like a month. I don't know if you heard. Heard, but there's an Adderall shortage.
There's just like a straight up all ADHD medication shortage now because people who were short on Adderall are switching over to other things. I wasn't able to get my Adderall. I had to switch over to Ritalin. Luckily, my body responds to Ritalin, not as well as Adderall, but it responds to it pretty well. But yeah, just across the board, just ADHD medication, just not able to get it. For a lot of people, and I'm so sorry if you're one of them. Like,
actually affected like later than a lot of people.
Yeah,
much later than a lot of people. So it's fine. Excuse me, I'm dying because it's not fine. That was my body trying to call me out on a lie. So my body was like, "You're dying. What are you talking about?"
Oh man.
So today we have a topic. What's up, topic? We came prepared, you guys. We're not just like, hey, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we've definitely done that before. Do you remember the time where we started recording and literally realized after we were recording after our intro that we didn't talk about a topic? We just
Yeah, we were just like, hey, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about? The fact that I can't figure out what to do with my hair? Oh, that's what I'm doing right now. If you guys could see us, I cannot stop playing with my hair. I don't know what the deal is. Oh, I do. Just kidding. It's ADHD.
That checks out. That checks out. So our topic today is imposter syndrome.
Yes.
It's imposter syndrome.
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Raise your hand, even though we can't see you, if you've ever had that little voice inside your head tell you that you're not good enough. Oh my gosh, me.
Yeah.
I'm raising my hand. Have you ever felt like inadequate or had self-doubt saying like, girl, sit your butt down right now?
Most of my life. Let's talk about the times I didn't feel that way. But can I talk about why I want to talk about this topic? Because it hit me like a ton of bricks. So I was literally watching TV with Joe a couple days ago, and I'm just like, it slapped me in the face. When I was on the blocks and talking to the judges, after our consultations, we're able to ask them just like a couple questions. And I asked a couple judges about how to pitch myself. Okay. Because I want to get into universities and doing advocacy work and things. But it like hit me like a ton of bricks. I told Joe, I'm just like, I have done a TED talk. I got onto a reality show for entrepreneurs where I had a 0.00085% chance of getting on because so many people applied, and I did it. And the host of the show told me it was a very easy decision for them to have me. So why am I looking to other people to learn how to pitch when in reality, I'm probably just as good or better at pitching than they are? But the fact that I don't pitch myself in a conventional way that quote unquote experts say to pitch, I was saying, oh, well, the way I do it isn't okay. But really I'm getting the exact results that I want, and I'm building those relationships and connections, which is what you should do when you pitch. It hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. I was over here asking people for help on how to pitch, but really I should be teaching other people who haven't done it before how to do it.
You're opening the doors on your own. So why do you need help opening doors?
Right. I don't.
What doors do you need help opening exactly?
Right. Yeah. Like, do I really think I'm not going to be able to talk to an event planner at a university when I was able to get a fucking TED talk? Are you kidding me? I can send emails.
You got a TED talk at a tier 2 university. Like you, it wasn't Ivy, but it was one step below.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess I don't understand.
Right. And I don't either. I called myself out on it, and so after that hit me like a ton of bricks, I'm like, oh, well, I really don't need help with that. I really don't need help in pitching myself to universities for.
Did you send an email to a university for a paid speaking gig?
No, because I want to have my speaker one sheet done before I do that. That when they ask for my speaker one sheet and my fizzle reel, that it's actually like, I have things to look like they should pay me.
Do you have your reel from the blocks yet?
No, okay. I don't. So okay. What I'm going to do is take my TED talk and make a fizzle reel out of that with that footage.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about imposter syndrome for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because it pops up for all of us. It's not just Jamie having that. It's like me. I didn't want to do my TED talk because I was like, why would, like, Jamie getting up and doing her TED talk made total sense. She has a master's. I was like, I have no science background. So how it showed up for me is I was like, who am I to get up and talk about trauma? Like, oh, I'm someone who is super traumatized. That's who.
It has helped so many other people work through their trauma as well. And
yeah. So it shows up in a couple different ways in your life, right? Like, for me, I have a really hard time internalizing positive feedback.
Really? I've never noticed that, Maggie, in the entire over a year we've known each other. Like, whenever I give you compliments, you're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, Jamie. I think so too.
Anyway. Imposter syndrome also shows up in low self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
A really strong need to be the best. Jamie.
Okay, so how is that imposter syndrome? A really strong need to be the best. I feel so called out. I've got some new material to bring to my therapist next week. Let me tell you.
Okay, so that's your inner critic telling you you're not good enough. So, and your achievements have been luck, and that people are eventually going to catch on.
I feel called out.
So, your perfectionist inside of you is literally saying, like, you need to be the best at this because people are going to catch on and they are going to figure it all out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Does that feel like maybe?
Yeah, it does. And it's so funny because you think that as you achieve more, that voice will get quieter, but that's not true. You have to literally work on that for that voice to get quieter.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm looking at you with that one.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to just go do that. Go work on that. Thanks.
Like, that's partially where my unwillingness to internalize those positive feedbacks come from too, because I also feel like I just got this far by just making it through and keeping my head down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have very similar, like, when my imposter syndrome kicks in. So the other thing that shows up for a lot of people, and it's something that my clients fight with a lot and that I have fought with in the past, is self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when things go too good, people feel like, well, the other shoe has to drop. And if it doesn't, they drop it for themselves.
So, tangible example of that. Can you give us one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can start going really well and you're like, okay, like, say you're a coach and it is launch week, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't send the emails. Something happens.
Okay. So this episode is just all about calling me the fuck out. That's great. I'm so happy I showed the fuck up today. I'm so happy I showed up.
I was not thinking about you in the least.
This has been fantastic. I will see you guys next fucking week.
I wasn't even thinking about you, but it's very much that energy. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, it's launch week. I've done everything leading up to it. It's time to open my cart.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't send the open cart emails.
Mm-hmm.
You've done everything going to that point, and it's time. It's time to tell everybody, okay, this is how you join.
Yeah.
And you don't do it. Because you feel like a fraud. You feel like, who am I to actually invite these people into my world?
Yeah.
So you just don't. That's what imposter syndrome looks like. And the problem is that people who are way less qualified are showing up and doing the damn thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting results, and they're getting results for clients, and they're doing the stuff. Mm-hmm. So why not you?
Yeah, you're way better than them. Your clients are going to get better results, but yet you think that you need to be perfect, so therefore you're not showing up and nobody's getting a transformation.
And the cycle continues. So you start a new project, like, you'll start a project, anxiety, procrastination, however it shows up for you. If you don't overcome it, you'll get that project completion or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then you think, oh my gosh, I was just lucky.
Mm-hmm.
because I did it. And then that's where your imposter syndrome will set in if you really don't overcome.
Yeah.
I was just lucky. I got it done, but by the skin of my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got it done because you're a badass.
Right.
You got it done because you're good at what you do.
Right. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
So like it can go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. You might be a procrastinator, or you might be that over preparation kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have either way, but once you finish up your project, you get that sense of relief instead of that sense of accomplishment.
I just feel like really called out right now. Like I'm feeling so like super called out. And another place that I know that imposter syndrome is showing up is I have not relaunched my masterclass. Why the fuck haven't I relaunched my masterclass? The month that I did my masterclass was the highest revenue by far, the most transformations, the most people in my circle that I'm coaching. Why haven't I relaunched it? Because I'm worried that, oh, well, there was a big turnout the first time. And that was luck. No, it's because I give a shit. It's because I give a shit. And I'm pretty good at what I do. Dang it.
It wasn't luck. What? Okay, so here's the thing. People with imposter syndrome, which is everybody, but someone who is currently stuck in imposter syndrome is viewing it as luck. Parallel to luck is effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not luck, it's effort.
Yeah.
And you're viewing it as luck when really it's effort.
Right.
You're putting in the effort and you're getting the rewards.
Right.
That go along with that.
Yeah.
But you're viewing it as luck.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's what you're seeing. You know, that's what you're seeing when really you're getting the benefits and the rewards that come along with the effort that you're putting forth.
Right. Right. It's so true.
So you are discounting your own, you know, I get called out for discounting positive feedback, but you're discounting your own
results.
Yeah. Your own transformations for clients, your own results, your own everything, like your own hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have achievements that you are accomplishing here and you're just like, luck. No. Yeah. And that's what imposter syndrome does.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from that anxiety, that worry, that self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you perceive yourself as a fraud.
Yeah. And it also makes you make things harder for yourself because I already know that my funnel works. I don't need to reinvent the fucking wheel. I have the slides. I have the graphics. I have everything I need for it. To implement it would be almost seamless. I'm already showing up in my Facebook group consistently.
Yeah.
And it's not much to be like, oh, hey, on these dates, I'm doing a masterclass and talk about it every so often. Like, it's not a lot of work.
And that's the thing with funnels. So let's focus on what you're talking about for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with a funnel is if it's working, number one, don't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Keep going on it until it breaks. Like,
yeah.
Because funnels can break.
Yeah.
And keep going until it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you want to work an offer or work a system in general until you are sure you've perfected that offer.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things take a while to build the audience, to build the trust, to build whatever it is.
Yep.
And you have an audience,
mm-hmm.
you have an offer,
mm-hmm.
and you have a funnel. What's the problem?
Oh, it's me.
And it's like, hi, I'm the problem.
It's me. Hi.
And the problem is the imposter syndrome. So right. You're not the problem. The problem is the imposter syndrome.
Right. Yeah.
So it's time to look at it square in the face and say, okay, so fuck this imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and realize that you're great. Create an I'm great folder. And I've talked about this. It's actually, I talked about it over a year ago on my TikTok.
Oh, really?
So I have two TikToks. I have like my goof off one and I have a business one that I created a year ago, put 3 videos on maybe, and then never touched it again.
Uh-huh.
And I gave this tip on that one.
Oh.
Create like an I'm great folder.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a whole folder of times that you have been a total badass.
I'm writing this down. Thank you for the coaching.
No problem. It's for everybody. So it's really hard to feel like a fraud, to have imposter syndrome feelings when you are looking at evidence of times that you've been a total badass. Like, how are you going to feel like, how you feel like a fraud when you're a badass? How are you going to write when you don't have a pen that works, Jamie?
The third one did.
Okay. So create like a folder on, you know, and I recommend putting it in like iCloud or somewhere that you can access on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you feel down or whatever on the go, you can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But create a whole folder of times where you have been a badass.
Yeah.
And then throw everything in there that you have, all the proof. And it can be mm-hmm. testimonials. It can be, you know, screenshots from your TED talk, all of those things.
Thinking just revenue, but really it's like all the really
everything. Everything. And then when you start to feel like a phony, you can go in there and be like, that's right. I know who I am. I'm amazing.
I love that.
And you can go in there and look and just scroll through it. And it just grounds you back in reality where you're like, I was just having a moment. I'm amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that moment is fleeting. It's over now. I'm back here mm-hmm. remembering who I am.
Right.
And you can go ahead. Now, that's not to say we don't all have moments of failure, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can just use that as information to get better and then go on.
Yeah.
So that's a totally different episode.
Yeah, that
on what to do when things don't work out. But
yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to the imposter syndrome, just start on like, I'm badass, I'm great kind of folder.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to create that. What I'm probably going to do is also get on my whiteboard and have some things that I can just like have in front of my face all the time to remind myself, especially as I'm wanting to kick this in the ass. Cause you know, object permanence, if it's not in front of you, doesn't exist. So.
Yep. And it's a visual aid, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's a really good visual aid. So that way you can keep it there and see it when it's in front of you, it's hard to forget. It's not just about that object permanence. It's just that visual aid to say, hey, this is what I'm working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on being a badass all the time.
Right.
Like 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Like not toxic positivity, but just owning my badassery.
Yeah, you've done this really cool shit. And it's so funny because the way that we talk to friends is never the way that we talk to ourselves, which should always be the goal, is to be closer to that. And if I had a friend that achieved all that I have in the last year, I would be praising them, telling them how amazing they're doing. And mm-hmm. then we forget to do that for ourselves. So
absolutely. You would never, ever talk to a friend in the ways that our internal monologue goes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
No, you'd have a hard time keeping friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no one would be friends with me.
Yeah.
If I talk to them that way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, like when you think about it, imposter syndrome is just, it's all rooted in you feeling like you're not enough, and you are.
And how funny that our imposter syndromes manifest in such different, like almost opposite ways. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's also why we're such good business partners.
Yeah.
Is because you're like, no, I am a badass, and I'm going to get out here and I'm going to prove what a badass I am. And meanwhile, mm-hmm. I'm just like, please don't talk about the things I'm doing or what I've done well. Please don't. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I'm like, I've done so many cool things. Give me validation.
And I'm like, please stop. And you're always like, you're so humble. And I'm like, it's because it makes me uncomfortable. Like, it makes me uncomfortable to talk about things I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel gross. Stop it. Like, and it makes me feel gross just because no one ever praised stuff I did. So it's something I have to work on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it all goes back to both of our TED Talks, our upbringings.
Yeah. 100%. It is all trauma responses. And, unfortunately your mom was a piece of shit, but fortunately my mom was very loving, and, she praised me almost too much, where I was always hanging on that praise. So it was actually really jarring when she passed. And I'm like, oh, no one's telling me that I'm pretty and great on a fucking daily basis, multiple times a day. I have to do that for myself now.
You're like, who's going to tell me I'm awesome? This is a problem.
And I'm just loving my father. What the fuck? You know,
somebody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's the gist.
That's imposter syndrome.
Yeah. So in closing,
mm-hmm.
tell everybody where they can find you, and I'll tell everybody where they can find our podcast.
You can find me at outsmartadhd.co, and you can join my Facebook group from there. And I will also be talking to you in the next day about my masterclass dates, which I will be setting today and announcing today. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn street.
Yeah.
And then you can join the podcast Facebook group, which will be back to being active now that we're back. It is the ADHD Entrepreneur Collective on Facebook. Or, of course, you can find me on Instagram. Jamie's not an Instagram person. I have become an Instagram person, so no big deal. It's just something I'm getting good at. And you can also find Jamie on TikTok. Me on Instagram, I'm at Maggie V. Isley. And then Jamie on TikTok, I don't know her name.
Jamie_OutsmartADHD.
Okay. There you go. That's where you can find us. So thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.